It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, September 8th, 2017. It's the birthday of French poet Frédéric Mistral, born in 1830 in the Bouches-du-Rhône region of southern France. He received the 1904 Nobel Prize for Literature in recognition of the fresh originality and true inspiration of his poetic production, which faithfully reflects the natural scenery and native spirit of his people. He also made significant contributions to rediscovering and describing the ancient language of his home region in Provence. His family were all wealthy landed farmers. Mistral did not begin school until he was about 9 years old and quickly tested everyone's patience by playing mischievous pranks. This led his parents to send him to boarding school, where he was expected to follow the rules. After receiving his bachelor's degree in Nîmes, he studied law from 1848 to 1851 and became a champion for the independence of Provence and, in particular, for restoring its language to its proper status. He used his Nobel Prize money to finance the creation of the museum at Arles. The museum is considered to be the most important collection of Provençal folk art, displaying furniture, costumes, ceramics, tools, and farming implements. In addition, Mistral was awarded the Legion of Honor. This was a most unusual occurrence since it is ordinarily awarded only for notable achievement on a national level, whereas Mistral was uniquely Provençal in his work and achievement. In 1876, he was married to a Burgundian woman, Marie-Louise Rivière, in Dijon Cathedral. They had no children. The poet died on March 25, 1914, in the same village where he was born. His most important work is Mireo, published in 1859 after 8 years of effort. It is a long poem in Provençal consisting of 12 songs and tells of the thwarted love of two young people who represent different social backgrounds. The poem tells how the girl's parents want her to marry a Provençal landowner, but she falls in love with a poor basket maker instead, and he loves her as well. After rejecting three rich suitors, the desperate girl, driven by the refusal of her parents to let her marry the man she really loves, she runs off to a distant village church to pray to the saints of Provence to change her parents' mind. But having forgotten to bring a hat, she falls victim to the heat and dies in Vincent's arms under her parents' gaze. Obviously, this is the stuff of which romantic opera is made, and that is exactly what Charles Gounod did with it in 1863. Mistral's book was translated into 15 European languages, and he dedicated it to the poet Alphonse Lamartine as follows. To you I dedicate this work. It is my heart and my soul. It is the flower of my years. It is a bunch of grapes, leaves and all, a peasant's offering. Lamartine loved the poem and wrote enthusiastically, Your epic is a masterpiece. The perfume of your book will not evaporate in 1,000 years. Well, perhaps we'll know in only 842 more. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 8th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.